Now, let's call into Keith Skipper's kitchen again. Oh, smells lovely. Now, this time, he contemplates signs of ageing in his inimitable style.
Inimitable.
Inimitable.
Unique.
Inimitable, because I can't think of any other words without my Roger Thesaurus at my side.
Over to Keith.
Well, Chatterbox listeners, I just say some of you might be reaching that venerable stage of life along with me, so I don't know about you, but I've got a great habit of going round old people's homes in North Norfolk just to see if there's a bed free. So I always make sure I introduce myself at Duntroshan and other various other retirement departments. I went to one of these places to give a chat one day to some good old folk, and as a thank you, they gave me this that was on the notice board, and I said, oh, that's good, can I borrow that? You can have one, they said. So they made me a copy of Signs of Old Age, because they realised that I was creaking a bit and probably could need something like this. And I've used this on my rounds ever since, and it's a good idea to jot down which ones you fit and see how ancient you really are, or indeed how supple, wonderful and lithe you still may be. Anyhow, this is the signs they gave me at the old people's place, and I think there's about 17 of them, so stand by for a lot of scrapes and scrunts. Oh, my words, no. Anyhow, number one, everything hurts, and what don't hurt, don't work. There you go. Have you got one out of one? Let's go for the next one. Number two, this is usually how I go through things now. You feel like the morning after, and you hadn't been nowhere. Number three, your children begin to look middle-aged. I can tell you how relevant that is with our boys, because I suddenly realise they're 30 and plus, and you think, goodness me. Mind you, I was quite ancient when I got married. Let's be fair about this. I was in my, very late 30s. 39. You can't get any later in your 30s than that, can you? When I got wed. So I told them they were lucky to have a very experienced and wise father by the time they were being ready for school. Number three, your children begin to look middle-aged, I've just told you about. Number four, you know all the answers, but no one asks you the questions anymore. That's something else you've got to get used to. Number five, you look forward to a dull evening. I usually start with the news about seven nowadays, don't it? Number six, this is particularly applicable to me as a former journalist, your favourite part of the newspaper is 25 years ago today. The trouble is, I look at him and said, oh, blimey, I writ that one. That was mine. I remember that one from somebody in Shipton or something like that. Up to number seven. This sounds like the good old Top of the Pops countdown years ago. Number seven, you turn out lights for economic reasons rather than romantic ones. Well, I think I remember one of my old granddads used to say, put them blooming lights over, you think I'm made of money? And I remember they used to always regard it as a saving device to put the lights out. Well, when you only had a tilly lamp or a candle, that didn't take too much to do it. Number eight, this is one. You sit in a rocking chair and you can't get it to go. That just shows you're creaking up a little bit, doesn't it? You remember all those old films sitting outside there on the veranda outside the saloon, the old boys? You think how many of them could keep going back and forwards all day? Right, where are we? We've got to number nine. You regret all those mistakes resisting temptation. Yeah, how good of that we are. Number 10, your knees buckle but your belt won't. And I can tell you, feeling around my little girth now, that Santa Claus hasn't got much to worry about. Number 11, you're 17 round the neck, 42 round the waist, and 106 round the golf course. So that should just about keep you going, the sporting element there. Number 12, we've reached the dirty dozen. The best part of your day is over when the alarm clock goes off. And you know, you can't find the alarm clock, that's the worst thing. Number 13, you burn the midnight oil at 9 p.m, if you're very lucky to get that far. Number 14, your back that go out more than you do. Number 15, I'm lucky I can't really equate with this one, but I'm sure somebody will be able to tell me if that's right or wrong. Number 15, your pacemaker makes the garage door go up and down when you watch a pretty young mother from Attleborough go by. Well, it could be from anywhere, but Attleborough seems a nice choice. I was told the other day, by the way, when I was watching the World Cup, someone said to me, do you realise USA, you don't stand for United States of America? I said, what does that stand for? He said, other side of Attleborough. And you know what, he kept a straight face. I thought I'd tell the BBC, but I just said, listen. Number 16, you have too much room in the house and not enough in the medicine cabinet. That's perfectly true. And number 17, this is another one for which I have to own up and say I joined the club. You sink your teeth into a steak and then beggars stay there, don't they?
And there was Keith with his signs of ageing, a rather unique take on some of the lighter-hearted things that people experience. Have you recognised any of those, Sam?
None whatsoever. I'm only 21, as you know.
That's very true, around the neck.
Thank you.
Right, moving swiftly along.